You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government has resisted widespread criticism over its decision to criminalise attempts by Australians to return home from India. The government decided to make it illegal for Australians stranded in India to return home until the 15th of May, as India battles a catastrophic coronavirus outbreak. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison is refusing to back down, saying the temporary ban is needed to properly prepare Australia's quarantine program.
The challenge we're facing here is not just the rampant spread of the pandemic in India, but it has been the accelerated rate of where we've seen infection of people coming from India. Now, we didn't see that same high rate of infection in those flights coming at earlier times. And so that is what has sparked the concern from our health advisers and from the government. And so that's why we've taken this temporary pause. It's until the 15th of May. We will review that over the course of this week. We will review it again over the course of next week, as we do with all of our decisions.
The emergency declaration permitted under the Biosecurity Act states Australian citizens and residents could attract a $66,000 fine or a five-year jail term for breaching the suspension of flights from India. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has told ABC News threatening citizens with jail for returning home is an extraordinary policy.
The government needs to put in place mechanisms so that they can get Australians home. When there was a travel ban from China, the Australian government chartered aircraft to get people back from Wuhan at the peak of the outbreak that occurred. This government has done nothing to put in place those measures. What they've done is threaten people and then withdraw the threat.
Almost 7,000 Victorian residents have received a coronavirus vaccination since the state extended its vaccination hubs. The number of reported doses is a 105% increase on the same time last week after the mass vaccination hubs opened to everyone aged over 50. More than 13,000 Victorians have called the state's booking hotline to make an appointment to receive a dose. The national vaccine rollout was expanded yesterday to include Phase 2A, which also includes Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander adults 18 years and over. Acting Premier James Molino says he's pleased to see such high numbers coming out in Victoria.
Great enthusiasm to get vaccinated, because we know that to get vaccinated is our quickest path to normality. And we are not out of this pandemic, and we're seeing it in the pretty catastrophic situation in India and other parts of the world. We are not out of this pandemic until, you know, some 3 billion people around the world are vaccinated. So there's a long way to go, but I think, yes, the experience of Victorians in 2020, has meant that we are really keen to make sure that we get vaccinated. I know my mum and dad were desperate to get vaccinated, and they went to their local GP and they've had their first shot.
Professor Peter Collignon is an infectious diseases expert from the Australian National University's Medical School. He says while completely eliminating the virus won't be possible, at least in the short term, high vaccination rates will ensure the effects on community health and the economy remain minimal.
But the more people that get vaccinated, the lower will be community transmission, because it stops markedly anybody getting the virus, even a mild form. It doesn't make it zero, but it decreases by 60-70%, which means there's a lot less transmission. And also the consequences are much less then, because if nearly everybody is vaccinated, and even if there is some transmission, if anybody gets it, they're much more likely to get mild disease or no disease, and therefore death become very, very low.
New South Wales hopes to develop other mRNA vaccine capabilities under a new pilot scheme. Medical authorities will work to ensure the mRNA technology applied to COVID vaccines can be used in a range of medical cures regarding genomics in the future. mRNA vaccines teach human cells how to make a protein that triggers an immune response inside our bodies. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the project is about developing an entire industry.
Not only do we want to guarantee a future supply of vaccines here in New South Wales, but also develop an industry. We know that it requires skills, it requires a number of components coming together. In New South Wales, the technology is already here. We have pockets of excellence of people who are experts in their field.
And Western Australian Premier Martin Gowen says zero COVID-19 transmission in his state's hotel quarantine is terrific news. The state recorded no new cases of COVID-19 in the community and in hotel quarantine after taking over 7,500 tests. And Mr. McGowan says the state government will assist local Indian community groups with funds to support those in India.
So wherever they can acquire PPE, wherever they can acquire oxygen from, we're going to support to get as much of that into India as possible. We know what's happening in India is a human tragedy, and as a state, we want to make sure we do our bit.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.